Okay, do you know where, like, for instance, the sirloin comes from?
No, I do not. I have a chart that I refer to that's in one of my wife's cookbooks for doing that. I don't walk around with it, you know, in my head.
No, yeah, okay. Can you name some of them for me? Just any cuts that you've heard about. You might go in a restaurant and order certain cuts of beef.
You mean like starting with, say, like the eye round, filet mignon, T-bone, porterhouse, strip.
Can you describe any of these for me, or
do
you just...
Well, I mean, most of them are self-explanatory. You know, the strip is just what it says. Generally tends to be elongated, almost rectangular. And the T-bone, has just that in it, almost a T-shaped bone inside. The filet mignon is allegedly very, very tender and generally doled out in very small parcels at exorbitant prices. I guess Chateaubriand is beef too, but that's...
Okay.
Here's what...
How about cuts of pork?
You know, like the chop, the roast, and I don't know how fanatical bacon is pork. I don't know if you mean that. Ham is pork.
Yeah, okay, can you tell me about some varieties of ham? Different ways
I mean, that is prepared, or you tell me, like the luncheon meat kind of boiled ham kind of situation? I mean, that's the glazed ham or the baked ham. One usually does garnishes with pineapple and brown sugar and cherries. For smoked ham, deviled ham.
Okay. Oh, what about cuts of lamb?
Lamb chops. I almost have to get magic. I really don't, I'm not into mutton too tough.
Okay, we just want to see what, people do know. Okay, what about chickens? What about any different kinds of chickens that are bought for fixing in different ways?
You mean like a fryer as opposed to a hen?
Exactly, yeah.
Generally a hen is more baked or, broad, that kind of situation. Whereas a fryer is just about what it dictates. It could be fried or chance to be barbecue or whatever.
Okay. And can you name some different kinds of sausage? Describe.
You're talking about the pork sausage patty as opposed to, say, the smoked sausage or the baby link. Not the only ones immediately that come to mind. I'm sure you're not talking about things like Polish sausage, you're talking about...
What's the porter sausage?
Polish.
Oh, Polish. Yeah, can you tell me about
it? Well, it resembles that. It's just a minuscule, I don't know the difference in terms of ingredients, but it looks like, to me, a small, what we call smoked sausage. It's just that it's linked a little smaller.
And what is the thing that they serve at, say, baseball games? With ketchup and mustard on?
No, the hot dog.
Okay. And, if you had a sandwich with a whole bunch of different kinds of meat piled on it, with tomato and lettuce, everything on it, what would you call that?
I would call it a hoagie. But I don't know. They even call anything from a po' boy to a submarine.
What do you hear around here most?
Well, because of Pasquale's that sells, I think you can get a Stromboli hoagie. No, it's not. What was it? It's a meatball hoagie.
Mm-hmm.
So you hear that quite often. It seems to me that there's another term, but submarine is used a lot in places I've been and here. I guess I'd have to go with those.
Okay.